Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, January 6, 2025.
Houthi group claims attack on Israeli power plant. On January 5, 2025, the Houthi group from Yemen boldly took credit for a missile strike on the Orit Rabin power plant in Haifa, Israel. Their military spokesperson, Yehia Saria, stated that the attack aimed to disrupt Israeli facilities using an advanced missile that travels faster than Mach 5, making it hard to intercept. This strike is part of a series of rocket and drone attacks against Israel that began in November 2023, showing their support for Palestinians amid the ongoing conflict in Gaza. Following the attack, Israeli media reported that the Israeli Defense Forces intercepted a missile launched from Yemen. In retaliation, a U.S.-British Navy coalition targeted Houthi military sites in Sada, Yemen. The situation in Yemen has led to significant turmoil in the region, with the Houthi group controlling much of northern Yemen since the civil war erupted in 2014. As military actions intensify, the tension continues to rise, impacting both local and international relations.
Foxconn's record revenue driven by AI demand. Foxconn, the largest contract electronics manufacturer in the world, based in Taipei, Taiwan, has reported record revenue fueled by skyrocketing demand for artificial intelligence technology. The company announced an impressive 2.13 trillion Tongan Ponga in revenue for the fourth quarter of 2024, marking a 15.2% increase from last year. In December alone, Foxconn generated 654.8 billion Tongan Ponga, reflecting a remarkable 42.3% growth. This surge is primarily driven by the rising need for AI servers, boosting its cloud and networking products division. While Foxconn expects to enter a traditional off-season in early 2025, it remains optimistic about significant growth compared to last year. The company's shares soared by 76% last year, far outpacing the broader Taiwan market's 28.5% rise. Foxconn plans to release its full fourth quarter earnings on March 14, 2025, which will provide further insights into its financial health amid ongoing AI demand. What does this record revenue mean for the future of technology?
Tragic drone attack in Donetsk region. A devastating drone strike on January 5, 2025. In the Donetsk region of Ukraine claimed the life of Russian war correspondent Alexander Martemyanov and left four other journalists wounded on the Donetsk-Gorlovka highway. This incident highlights the severe risks journalists face in conflict zones, especially amid the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict. The attack, described as a kamikaze strike, raises urgent concerns about the safety of media personnel covering military operations. Denis Pushilin, the head of the Donetsk People's Republic, confirmed that the injured journalists are receiving medical care. Maria Zakharova, spokesperson for the Russian Foreign Ministry, emphasized that attacks on journalists will face serious consequences. The Donetsk region has been a hotspot of conflict since 2014, following Russia's annexation of Crimea, with a diverse population of ethnic Russians and Ukrainians. This tragedy serves as a stark reminder of the human cost of war and the crucial role journalists play in informing the public.
Biden criticizes Trump on birthright citizenship. President Joe Biden has strongly criticized former President Donald Trump's efforts to end birthright citizenship, which grants citizenship to anyone born in the U.S. During a press conference at the White House, Biden called Trump's actions awful as the nation nears the anniversary of the January 6, 2021 Capitol attack. He expressed concerns about internal issues within Trump's team and reiterated that Trump's behavior during and after the 2020 election poses a real threat to democracy. Biden also warned about the rising danger of white supremacy, emphasizing that the U.S. is a vibrant multicultural nation. Meanwhile, Trump, who won the 2024 election against Vice President Kamala Harris, plans to take executive action on his first day in office to challenge birthright citizenship. The ongoing debate over immigration policy and citizenship rights continues to impact millions of families across the country.
Chinese cyberattack threatens U.S. telecommunications. A major cyberattack has rocked the U.S., with a Chinese hacking group breaching several telecommunications companies, including Charter Communications and Windstream. This alarming incident raises serious concerns about the security of our communication systems. The hackers exploited weaknesses in outdated devices from Fortinet and compromised routers from Cisco systems. AT&T and Verizon were also targeted, along with networks belonging to Lumen Technologies and T-Mobile. Jake Sullivan, the U.S. National Security Advisor, recently met with tech executives to tackle these urgent threats. The Chinese government denies any involvement, claiming the U.S. is spreading false information. This cyberespionage operation has even targeted high-profile officials like Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. As the government and companies work to secure their networks, this incident underscores the critical need for strong online security measures. What does this mean for you? It's time to consider how secure your own digital life really is.
Escalating conflict between Israel and Hamas. The conflict between Israel and Hamas is escalating as ceasefire negotiations continue. Recent Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip have reportedly killed over 100 Palestinians. Following a major Hamas attack on October 7, 2023, which resulted in around 1,200 deaths in Israel, and the kidnapping of about 250 hostages. A Hamas official announced a list of 34 Israeli hostages approved for a potential release, but Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office claims Hamas has not provided a complete list. The U.S. administration, led by President Joe Biden, is actively facilitating discussions, urging both sides to reach an agreement before President-elect Donald Trump takes office on January 20, 2025. Despite these efforts, tensions remain high, with ongoing Israeli military operations targeting Hamas militants in Gaza. Since the escalation began, over 45,000 Palestinians have reportedly died. The humanitarian situation in Gaza is critical, with many civilians uprooted and in urgent need of assistance. The international community is closely monitoring the situation, recognizing its broader implications for regional stability. The complexities of the Israel-Palestine conflict continue to unfold, and the outcome of these negotiations could significantly shape future relations in the region.
French farmers rally against EU-Mercosur trade deal. On January 5, 2025, French farmers took to the streets of Paris, blocking roads to protest what they see as unfair competition from foreign markets and strict rules. As the largest agricultural producer in the European Union, these farmers are alarmed by a recent trade deal announced between the EU and South American nations in the Mercosur bloc. They fear this agreement will flood their markets with cheaper beef that doesn't meet EU safety standards, jeopardizing their profits and livelihoods. Amélie Rabier, vice president of the Coordination Rurale Farming Union, expressed the deep distress farmers are facing. Supporters of the deal, including Germany, argue it will lessen reliance on trade with China and protect EU nations from potential tariffs from US President-elect Donald Trump. A crucial meeting on January 13, 2025, between farming union officials and French Prime Minister François Bayrou will address these urgent concerns, highlighting the ongoing struggle between trade agreements and local agricultural interests.
Zelensky calls for US support amid ongoing conflict. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging the United States to provide crucial security guarantees to help end the war with Russia. In a recent chat with podcaster Lex Friedman, he expressed hope for a meeting with President-elect Donald Trump after his inauguration on January 20, 2025. Zelensky believes this meeting could greatly influence U.S. foreign policy toward Ukraine. He emphasized that Ukrainians are counting on Trump to pressure Moscow to stop the fighting, warning that a U.S. exit from NATO could worsen tensions in Europe. The conflict has dragged on for nearly 3 years since Russia's invasion in 2022, raising concerns about the potential costs of a quick peace for Ukraine. Zelensky made a strong case for Ukraine's NATO membership, arguing that a ceasefire without solid security guarantees would only give Russia time to regroup. He also pointed out that Russian President Vladimir Putin is not genuinely interested in lasting peace and must be compelled to halt his aggression. The situation for Ukrainian forces, especially in the eastern Donbass region, is increasingly perilous, with significant losses reported. Meanwhile, North Korea's involvement, supplying Russia with millions of artillery shells, underscores the global stakes of this conflict.
China's economic growth amid trade challenges. China's services sector is experiencing a significant boost, with the Caixin/S&P Global Services Purchasing Managers Index rising to 52.2 in December 2024, up from 51.5 in November. This growth is driven by strong domestic demand, even as international orders decline, highlighting rising trade risks. The official PMI also shows a recovery in non-manufacturing activity, climbing to 52.2 from 50.0. However, the economy still faces hurdles like weak consumption and a serious property crisis. Exports, one of the few bright spots, could be hit by higher tariffs if Donald Trump returns to office, as he has proposed tariffs exceeding 60% on Chinese goods. To tackle the economic slowdown, Chinese authorities have introduced various government spending and money policies. Yet, new business inflows from abroad have dropped for the first time since August 2023, leading companies to cut staff for the first time in 4 months. As competition heats up and international trade faces disruptions, the external environment is expected to grow more complex in 2025, requiring timely government responses. This situation highlights the fragile balance between growth and risk in China's economy.
Rising oil prices and economic shifts. Oil prices are climbing, hitting their highest level since October. Brent crude oil is now at $76.66 per barrel, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate, WTI, is at $74.18. This increase is largely due to colder weather in the Northern Hemisphere, which is expected to boost fuel demand. Meanwhile, China is launching major economic initiatives to revitalize its economy, including funding through long-term treasury bonds. The People's Bank of China plans to adjust bank rules and interest rates to support growth. Last year, a slowdown in China's economy led to a drop in crude oil imports, affecting global fuel demand. As the world's largest oil importer, China's actions significantly impact oil prices. Goldman Sachs predicts that Iran's oil production could fall by 300,000 barrels per day by the second quarter of 2025 due to new policies and sanctions. Additionally, the U.S. oil rig count has decreased to 482, indicating potential supply challenges ahead. Overall, the combination of cold weather, China's economic strategies, and changes in Iran's production are driving up oil prices, capturing the attention of investors everywhere.
South Korea's political crisis. South Korea's anti-corruption agency has requested an arrest warrant for President Yoon Suk-yeol after a dramatic standoff with presidential guards. This incident followed a failed attempt to execute the warrant on January 5, 2025. Established in 2021, the agency investigates high-ranking officials but cannot prosecute a president, needing to refer cases to the prosecutor's office. Critics accuse Yoon of orchestrating a rebellion through a brief declaration of martial law in December 2024, which sparked significant political chaos. This situation has drawn rare criticism from officials in Washington, D.C., where U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is visiting to reaffirm the alliance between the United States and South Korea. As the arrest warrant is set to expire at midnight on January 6, Yoon's legal team argues that the agency overstepped its authority. This political turmoil raises serious questions about governance and accountability in South Korea, with potential implications for its international relations.
Dollar gains as yuan weakens amid economic shifts. The U.S. dollar is flexing its muscles, nearing a two-year high as traders await key economic data from the United States, including the crucial non-farm payrolls report for December 2024. This report will shed light on the health of the U.S. economy and influence the Federal Reserve's interest rate decisions. Expectations of fewer interest rate cuts this year are driving the dollar's strength. Meanwhile, the Chinese yuan is under significant pressure, slipping past the important level of 7 Chinese yuan and 30 cents per USD for the first time in 14 months. The offshore yuan was valued at 7.3630 Chinese yuan for each US dollar, raising questions about the People's Bank of China's strategy. Ray Attrell from National Australia Bank noted that the PBOC seems to have stopped defending the 7.30 threshold, which could lead to a higher trading range for the yuan. This shift may also affect other Asian currencies, like the Australian and New Zealand dollars. The dollar index, which tracks the dollar's performance against other currencies, rose to 109.06, while the euro and British pound sterling hit their weakest levels in over 2 years. As uncertainty looms over the upcoming inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump, the market remains unstable, with potential consequences for international trade and economic policies. Investors are closely watching these developments.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.